Hachette Audio presents P.S. I Love You. Written by Cecilia Ahern. Read by Amy Creighton.
Chapter 1. Holly held the blue cotton sweater to her face, and the familiar smell immediately struck her. An overwhelming grief knotting her stomach and pulling at her heart. Pins and needles ran up the back of her neck, and a lump in her throat threatened to choke her. Panic took over. Apart from the low hum of the fridge and the occasional moaning of the pipes, the house was quiet. She was alone. Bile rose in her throat, and she ran to the bathroom, where she collapsed to her knees before the toilet. Jerry was gone, and he would never be back. That was the reality. She would never again run her fingers through his soft hair, never share a secret joke across the table at a dinner party, never cry to him when she got home from a hard day at work and just needed a hug. She would never share a bed with him again, never be woken up by his fits of sneezes each morning, never laugh with him so much her stomach would ache, never fight with him about whose turn it was to get up and turn the bedroom light off. All that was left was a bundle of memories, and an image of his face that became more and more vague each day. Their plan had been very simple: to stay together for the rest of their lives. A plan that anyone within their circle would agree was accomplishable. They were best friends, lovers, and soulmates, destined to be together, everyone thought. But as it happened, one day destiny greedily changed its mind. The end had come all too soon. After complaining of a migraine for a few days, Jerry had agreed to Holly's advice to see his doctor. This was done one Wednesday on a lunch break from work. They thought the migraine was due to stress or tiredness, and agreed that at the very worst, he might need glasses. Jerry had been upset that he might need glasses. He needn't have worried, since it turned out it wasn't his eyes that were the problem. It was the tumour growing inside his brain. Holly flushed the toilet and, shivering from the coldness of the tiled floor, she shakily steadied herself to her feet. He was 30 years old. By no means was he the healthiest man on the earth, but he was healthy enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?